Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the exit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi.
Hi. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Spring break. Happy Friday.
LB's performance of West Side Story is tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And tomorrow. I know. She's Anita. It's upon us.
Wow. And how's she feeling?
Good.
She's good?
Yeah.
She has zero fucks, right?
She has zero fucks. She's such an upbeat kid.
I know. It's great. That's great.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Now, does her friends come out and see and, like, watch the play?
Yeah. Well, she's in it with a bunch of her friends. Yes. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Julie mm-hmm. will come mm-hmm. with Bella mm-hmm. and Sophie, mm-hmm. I think. And, yeah, a couple of her friends will come.
That's nice.
And then all the parents of the, you know.
Right. Right.
Teachers will come.
Do you sit up front? And go, yeah.
I'll sit as close as I can. I try to get good seats, yeah.
Do you videotape or does John?
No, they videotape. The okay. company does. So they don't like people videotaping.
Yeah.
I think we usually videotape. We usually try to sneak, like, at least her solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the song that she's going to do? A boy like that will kill your brother.
Uh-huh.
A boy like that. No, no, no. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, before we really get going,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if your child suffers in school with reading problems,
yes,
mm-hmm. 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 you've likely searched high and low for an answer. Mm-hmm. But when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless.
Yeah.
You know your child has potential.
Yes.
But for some reason, your child struggles with reading. And even though your child would never say it, he or she is depending on you to find the solution. And there is a solution.
There is?
I'm good at this.
Yeah.
The USA Reading Clinic has developed a revolutionary system with proven technology that can make it easier than ever to correct your child's reading problem. The
what?
Results? Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
Really?
They get miraculous results. Uh-huh. Here's what you're going to want to do. Call the USA Reading Clinic right now at 800-869-9640. If you don't make this call today, how else is your child going to get on track and start succeeding? I ask you.
I don't know. Don't yell at me.
I put it in your lap. Call the USA Reading Clinic right now. That's 800-869-9640. That's 800-869-9640. Do it today.
Okay.
USA Reading Clinic.
Okay.
Also, while we're talking.
Oh, our next. Yeah.
MedJet.
MedJet. That'll bring me into our story, one of the stories I wanted to tell you about. MedJet Assist is a company that takes all the worry when you travel or when you're going to someplace abroad. You don't want to get the Zika virus. You don't want to be caught in a natural disaster.
No, you don't.
You don't. You don't. Not. It's not something you want to do.
No, you're not looking for it.
You're not looking for it.
But what if it happens?
So if it happens, MedJet Assist offers the world's most comprehensive memberships available for your health, safety, and your security when you travel. It picks up where basic safety nets drop off, helping you avoid costly fees and frustrating fine print restrictions on your medical care or crisis response. Yeah.
Yeah.
It will protect you it'll protect you 150 miles or more from your home, including domestic and international travel. And it will assist in any kind of crisis or anything that goes, you know, sideways while you're on vacation.
Yeah.
So
you can't have too much insurance when you're taking a vacation that's like abroad.
That's right. Abroad. Stephanie, that's so
MedJet.
Like, yeah.
It's not just a short person. It's an actual company that is going to provide safety and security for your traveling needs. What should we do?
Right now, MedJet's offering our listeners a special deal. They will receive up to $50 off an annual membership when you go to MedJet.com/impact and enter the code FCOL. Annual memberships start at $270, and you can save up to $50 if you go to medjet.com/impact and put in the code FCOL.
Do it.
Yeah.
What
so speaking
story?
Of disasters when you're on vacation. So last night, Natalia and I got back. Okay, well, this is Friday, so but really today's Monday.
Yeah.
We got back on
Behind
Sunday.
The curtain.
And Sunny was with Adam all weekend because Adam was in a race. And I'm sure if all you Adam Carolla fans out there have heard it by now. Adam came in third among professional drivers. He did not even expect it. He was just going for fun. And it was a heavy duty, like he was in the car for like – it was like an hour race. I could be getting that wrong, but I think it lasted a long time. And
an hour or 20 seconds.
Minutes.
It could have.
No, it was a long. I think it was a long. It was a long. It was very heavy duty. It was in these Trans Am cars, so he's not used to driving. Anyways, he came in third, and it was a very like exciting, super exciting. He had the champagne on the podium, and he brought Sonny up, and he took Sonny, and Sonny was excited and pumped when he came home. He's like, oh, my God, so proud of Daddy, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, that's boring. We were at H&M in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I was a hero because I bought her friend sunglasses.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, we got back, and Natalia's like, I really want to watch a good movie. Like, I want to watch, like, I want to, like, get lost in a movie. And we were looking through these movies, and she picked the movie, the true story about – okay, first she picked the movie of the little girl that fell from a tree, and it fixed her ailment. She had a weird intestinal disease in her stomach. Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Played the mom.
Wasn't this a super, like, religious – feeling movie, like it has something to do with Jesus,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, they were pray, the faith, pray, right. You have to have faith. But
right.
It was done in such a way where it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't
right.
Shoved down. So it was a family right. That was very, you know, and she lost faith. Like she was pissed at God for this happening to her. It was so, have you seen it?
No.
Oh my God, it's so sad. It's so sad. And the doctor was really great. She flew to Boston and to get her daughter help, even though like you could feel the mom's she's trying to get an appointment with this doctor, and he's a world renowned doctor, and people are on the waiting list 9 months to get in, and in order to get it on the list somebody has to die, like, cuz this disease is not really curable, it's just how to manage it.
Okay.
And so, and they're living in the Midwest somewhere, or in Texas somewhere, not in Boston. And so she was like, you know, screw this. I'm not going to sit around and wait and watch my daughter die. She's 10 years old. She's like, I'm taking her to Boston. I don't care if we don't have an appointment. And she gets there and she gets to the receptionist desk. And then the receptionist's like, we don't have any openings. It's 9 months on the way. She's like, do you have any kids? And then she's like, well, you know, she tells her this whole thing of everything, that the medication her daughter's on. And we're not going to leave until we see the doctor. She fits her in. And so anyways, I don't want to ruin the movie, but then she falls out of a tree. So she's basically dying. So the point is I'm crying like for like 2 hours. My eyes are puffy. Natalia's like, are you still crying over there on the couch? Like, I can't. How can you not cry?
Oh, my God.
Cry?
That's so Elby.
Like, God, Natalia. She cried when Hachiko, the dog,
sat there
for 9 years. The dog waited for its owner to come. Richard Gere fell over and died.
I have that movie at home, and I'm scared to watch it.
You didn't watch it?
It's sad.
Oh my God, Natalia would not stop crying. 9 years. He waited 9 years for Richard Gere to come back. Yeah, she cries over that. But this is like a real true story of a family. Only 3 years ago, it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
She's your age, by the way. She's not like, you know, it's an old lady.
This
she's
is
10
so
years
me
old. Like,
with
why
LB.
Can't you cry?
Right.
Why are you laughing at me? You
right.
know.
Right. Right.
You're still crying.
Oh
she's
my
like,
God,
I
that's
go, but,
so LB.
Oh, this is tears of happiness. Anyway, she falls out of the tree, and then something happens. And then at the end, they show the real family, and then I got to all start all over again. She's like, this
oh,
is
Oh, like
me.
A League of Their Own.
This is my dad.
I always cried a League of Their Own
oh my
at
God,
the end
a good
with
movie.
The
yeah.
real people.
Yes. Oh, my God. I got to
like
watch
a
that.
Gut punch.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's the really – that's the
that's
people.
The real people.
You guys.
I know.
Do you understand? Those are the people.
That's me. 9 years.
Albie's like, I'm sorry. I just got a new follower on Instagram. I'm like, Bitch, oh, put your God. Phone down.
Okay. So that you just touched on what I was getting to. So we watch that. I cry. My eyes are puffy.
Right.
And then I get a text from Matt DeAndrea going, Adam came in third. The race, it was amazing. It was amazing. You have no idea how incredible it was. And I was like, wow. And I said, Natalia, Daddy came in third. She's like, what movie are you going to watch next? It's like, oh, my God. Talk about Ice Queen. So then she sees I bought this movie, and it's in our, like, iTunes library. So she's looking at the movies, and I watched it, like, 2 years ago. And it's the true – it's called The Impossible, and it's the true story of the tsunami in Thailand. And
oh,
fuck geez. It.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes. With Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor. And it's the family that they're on a vacation in Thailand in 2004 when the tsunami hit. And it was Christmas. It was Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
One of them died.
Okay. I don't want to ruin it for
you. The guy dies, right?
I don't want to ruin it.
Well, it's a true story. The guy – the model – right?
Oh,
whose
well, yeah.
boyfriend died.
No.
Oh, is this based on
this is a different.
Else?
This is a story of a family.
Okay.
Yeah, the mom.
Don't tell me then.
Okay. So the mom is a doctor, but she's – and they have three boys. There's like a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a like 12-year-old boy.
Oh, geez.
And
I'm already sad.
Oh, my God. The trailer. Just watch the trailer. You're like
– I can't – I'm not going to watch that.
Oh, my God. It was intense.
Do they all survive?
You want me to tell you?
Yes or no?
All right. Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they survived.
Elby will be back in therapy. I'll be in therapy. We'll
yeah,
be in joint
yeah,
therapy.
Yeah, forgot about it. Yeah, no.
I'll be remember her tsunami
with,
fear?
Yeah, don't watch it.
I mean,
Elby.
I just don't need that coming back 3 years later.
Well, if you want a cracker, then if you're looking for a tear from Elby, put this movie on. All right, Elby, if you're not going to cry,
yeah.
watch this. No. It's intense.
So did you watch it with Natalia?
So I watched it with – then I was like – because I've already watched it, so I've seen it. And I know it's intense, but it's PG-13. It's not that. There's nothing. It's just survival. It's a survival. And they like, you know, they loved The Castaway. They like those survival movies. And so I said, but let's wait for Sonny. Because in the movie, most of the movie is the mom somehow finds her oldest son, the 12-year-old, in the middle of – she's like next to – they're all in the pool. And all of a sudden, it's like, tsunami! And the dad's in the pool with the two little boys, and he's holding on to them. And then she's just like – she doesn't know what to do, and she just like cowers next to a glass, you know, plexiglass wall and let – and the thing – and the 12-year-old boy is on the side of the pool, and he's like, Mom! And he jumps into the pool, and the thing goes over the pool. It's amazing how they put it all together. But – somehow, so they show underwater, that blah, 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 underwater. You're getting tossed around and fucking glass and tires and animals and shit just flying everywhere underwater. And then she comes up and somehow miraculously in the middle of being, you know, swept, she sees her oldest son. And she's like, hold, and then she's like, hold on, hold on, hold on. And he's like, Mom. And they see each other and they connect. They get to each other. She's fucked up. She's badly, badly injured. He is okay. It was so insane that after I first watched the movie, I Googled it. I had to see what she really looked like because they show a picture at the end. But it wasn't like the Jennifer Garner movie. They were like,
right.
This is my dad and during
right.
the middle of Here Comes the Sun
right.
credits, you know. It's just a one picture and
right.
that's it. So I'm like, what? That's all? So I had to Google it. I read her story online. It was in amazing that that boy didn't get as badly hurt. She got really bad. And most of the movie's saving his mom. Like, he's helping her and he's carrying her. And I was like, I really want to watch this with Sonny because I know
right.
Sonny has a beating heart. And
right.
also, it's a mom and son movie. No. It's a mother and son movie. Like, I think I always
one of us in this family is not a sociopath.
Right. Let's just say.
And it's Sonny.
So she's like, okay, well, we'll watch it again. We'll watch it again. I was like, she's like, let's just watch the first 10 minutes. All right. So I watch it with her. I'm crying. She's on her phone. Mom, look at this picture on Instagram. Look at how I did this picture. I'm going to post this. I'm like, Natalia. look at what's going on the screen. How can you not look? She goes, I'm watching. I go, forget it. Oh, we're going to watch it for Sunny. We're going to wait for Sunny.
That is 100%
LB. She's like, no, I don't want to wait for Sunny. Just leave it. I'm watching, Mom. I'm watching.
That's LB too.
All right. And then I'm watching. I start crying. I look over. She's looking at her phone.
This is my life.
I was like, give me that goddamn phone. Give me the phone. She's like, okay. I took the phone from her. We watched the rest of the movie. Still no tear shed. Then Adam comes home. Then Sonny comes home. And later on we watch it. And Sonny doesn't give a shit either. He's like, although he does cry when the dad is – well, now I don't want to spoil it.
But, yeah, don't spoil it.
Yeah, but there's other parts of the movie.
I might watch it.
There are other parts of the movie. And I said, Sonny, would you do that for me? And he's like, well, that kid's older. I go, he's 12, Sonny. You're 10. He's like, well, he looks bigger and stronger. Because there's one point where the boy is like heaving his mom. And his mom is
lower your expectations.
Yeah. I go, Sonny, like.
I've never been to the gym.
I know. I said, you can't lift me into the tree like that. And that's when he was like, he's older. And I said, come on.
You're like, I'm thin.
Yeah, that's not
what
he's saying.
He's
not any thinner than I am. I weigh only 10 pounds more than you. No, I said, you can't put your hand like and do that one heave-ho thing where I step on your hand and I go 1, 2, 3. You can't even do that. Like, now I pause it and I'm like, what if you put your knee out and I stepped on your knee? He's like, that's not going to work. And then Natalia's like, how about if you went down? Like, and we're all like, and I go, okay, all right, let's get back to the movie. But it's and now my eyes are puffy this morning because I was crying for like 4 hours yesterday.
Oh my God, that's too much intensity.
It was, wait, I know, it was crazy. But
I don't like to cry that much.
Yeah,
I used to enjoy it, but now I don't.
Mm-mm.
I watched a little bit of a Lifetime movie about
– oh, boy.
So, okay.
Mother
first
may
of all,
sleep with
I turned it on halfway through, which is – I've discovered is kind of perfect.
Uh-huh.
You don't need it the first hour of setup.
Right. No.
Like, you pretty much get it. If you turn it on 1 hour in, you're going to be like, oh,
right.
Got
right.
it.
Right.
There's a guy. He saved a girl from a shark attack,
mm-hmm.
and now he's obsessed with her, and he's stalking her. Right? That's all
wow.
you need to know.
Wow.
Now watch the next half of the movie.
It. Now I'm intrigued.
And he's like, you know, killing her friends and like, you know, he kills her best friend because they got into a fight.
Oh,
and then
wow.
she finds out and tries to record him or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is more my speed.
Mm-hmm.
No tears. It's not based on a true story.
Right.
Like it's just a stalker and a girl and some bad acting. And I was like, man, Lifetime is really my speed these days.
I know.
Not Lifetime Movie Network.
Right.
Not with any sad movies.
Right.
Just campy.
Yes, campy. My favorite was Mother May I Sleep with Danger.
Oh my God, classic.
That was one of the best. When we went down to the Santa Monica Pier, we went bike riding, and then Jody and I was like, let's get a beer. I'm on vacation. Let's go get a beer. So she's like, all right, there's a place up the way, whatever. So we're on the bike. And I'm like, hey, you guys, to the little girls, you guys thirsty? Want a lemonade? Yeah. So we pull over. And then Jody and I are enjoying a beer. And they're like, can we go play over on the sand over there? Yeah. Where I can see. Yes.
Okay. Right.
Then Jody and I are talking. I'm like, she's facing them. I kept turning to look at them. And then she's like, I can see them. And then, again, I turn a few minutes later and I go, I don't see them. She goes, Lynette, they're right there. I can see them. And I'm like, I want you to be able to see them. And she's like, what's the matter? I go, I'm listening to too much Sword and Scale. I'm sorry. I'm scared somebody's going to cook them and eat them or something. I don't know. Like, that can't happen on my watch with her friend.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
always
like paranoid now.
I get so paranoid when there's a friend.
I can't. I know. With the friend. Like,
I was like, Pete, don't talk so loud in the car. What if I got in an accident? How am I going to tell the parent that?
Right. Right.
They're going to think I was texting.
Exactly.
And I wasn't. You guys were just fucking yelling.
That's the other thing. So nobody wanted to tell me that the little friend had volleyball at 2:00 on Sunday. We had all these plans. Like, okay, tomorrow we're going to go to the pier and then I'll take you. They wanted to go to the mall. They wanted to end it. Okay. And then so we get up. We take our time. I'm watching The Godfather while they're watching their little movie or whatever. We're taking our time getting ready. And then somehow, somewhere, all of a sudden, she's like, yeah, volleyball, 2:00. I was like, what? The mom, by the way, is very relaxed. Like, she never text, like, did you get there okay? Like, she's not one of those moms. She's just like, yeah, have fun. I'll see you on Sunday. But I send her texts, you know, like, we're right here, we're here, and whatever. And then she sends me a text, what time are you guys planning on coming back? And so I said, oh, I got a text from your mom. And that's when she says the 2 o'clock thing. And I'm like, oh, Madon, really?
Can't she skip volleyball?
That's what I said. I was like, really? I got to rush now. Now you guys only have 1 hour to go shopping, and then we got to get in the car. And she's like, yeah, I don't really want to go. So I'm like, call your mom again. Call your mom again. Then she gets her mom on the phone. She's like, no. Oh, she's like, your dad doesn't want you to miss. You already missed 3 weeks in a row.
What? Okay.
What's
have you experienced
dad?
That? Well, also, it's not even just the dad, but have you experienced that? That's like such a thing where how come when on my watch, the person's already missed like 3 times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what? So the other stuff was more important to miss for, mm-hmm. but then like, mm-hmm. oh, I would let her skip it, but she's already missed like the last 3 times.
Right. So
well,
now,
then I guess it's not that important.
It's exactly. If it was important, why didn't you say something when I picked them up on
right.
Friday?
Like, why don't you be like, hey, said, by the way, we've missed a lot of volleyball. We absolutely, it's mandatory. We have to go.
Yes. 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 Not 1 ounce. Not a mention of volleyball at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Not a mention. Not a peep. Nothing. Like, bye, have a good time, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Have fun with the 2 girls. Nobody, and now I got to cut my vacation short and rush. But I was looking forward to going to the 3rd Street Promenade. I never go. I've never been there. Really,
right.
I've only gone there once.
Nice.
It is nice. So we were there for like an hour, and then we had to get in the car. So I was like, really?
And then you're like, then I got to figure out what the hell to do with Natalia for the rest of the day.
That's exactly.
Because this is what we were doing.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Now we're home at 2 o'clock.
And Natalia's not at volleyball.
No.
She doesn't have volleyball.
She doesn't. She wanted to go. And I was like, no, no. But like, so now I'm watching 4 hours of movie where my eyes are like shut because I've been crying for too much because your ass had to go to volleyball. But here's my point. So I'm driving home. So they're like, I said, okay, well, all right. What time should I get her home? 1:15. Okay, we'll be there at 1:15. Meanwhile, it's 11:30 now, and we're in Santa Monica all the way on the
right.
other side of the globe.
Right.
And Los Angeles traffic on a Sunday is just as bad as on a Monday.
Right.
So I was like, God damn.
If not worse.
If not.
Because everybody's going to Santa Monica
right,
on a Sunday.
Right, and on a beautiful, like, spring breaky time.
Right.
So, oh, my God. So I'm irritated, but whatever. I don't – who cares? Oh, exactly. The thing was, the most irritating is, what am I going to do with Natalia the rest of the day? Sonny and Dad are at the racetrack. They're 2 hours away.
Right.
Otherwise, maybe we come visit them, but
right.
they're in another direction. So, anyways, I'm driving home. The mom – pops up, she copies the dad on the text and was like, because there's something along the way was, the little girl was like, I don't know if I even have practice today. So
oh,
last
geez.
Time my dad dropped me off and left and nobody was there.
Oh, geez.
I was like, what? Really? She's like, yeah, well, 2 of the other friends were there and then he came back and got me. But she's like, I don't even know if there is. So she must have texted her mom and thought and said, do I even have, because then I get it as I'm driving like a bat out of hell to get home, that said a text popped up from the mom with the dad and it said, confirm the volleyball is at 2 o'clock today. And then she said, my husband's at home waiting, you know, my husband will be home.
Okay.
All right. And then, so do I answer? And now, okay, be home by 1:15. It's now 1:20 and almost home, but not home at 1:15 or 1 or 1:15. Now it's 1:20. Approaching the area, but still not home.
Right.
So do I do that thing? Like I'm driving. They know I'm driving. And then I get a separate text from the dad. Thank you. Like basically I know what his motive was. Where are you?
Right.
The text was thanks again for having
right.
her. I hope
but you
was...
don't want to text because then
right,
you know they're going to be like, why is
she
texting while she's driving?
Exactly. It was that dilemma. It really was. But
right.
I wanted to tell them.
Right.
We're on our way. Like
so what you do is you text or have Natalia send a text.
That's what I did. I gave it to Natalia and I said, just tell them we're almost there. And she did. And then 5 seconds later, her little friend's phone rings. Hi, Dad. We're almost home. Right. We're passing Ralph's right now. We're almost home. Okay. Goodbye. Like she was bummed out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm bummed too because my vacation got – by the way, nobody wants to tell you volleyball's at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
What the hell?
What? I would never – Great people. I love them.
So much etiquette involved in like arranging stuff. That should be go without saying.
Yes. So many things slip between the cracks when it's on your dime. Oh, sorry. Forgot to tell you. Need my kid home by 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Here's another. I got another etiquette thing for you. Okay. So Maddie had been really wanting to have a play date with one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had been trying to arrange with the mom and it just wasn't working out. And then we said, okay, I'm going to make this happen this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom, and this is two kinds of etiquette, how to deal with divorced parents, right? Because have mm-hmm. you ever had to deal with like where you're friends with the mom, but there's the ex?
Yes.
And those two don't really get along?
Yes.
And then, so then you have to deal with the dad.
Yeah.
And you have to be nice.
Yeah.
But like you're kind of thinking like, I think you're probably an asshole.
Yeah.
Because like,
yeah.
I'm only hearing the bad stuff.
Right, right.
Right?
Could be a great guy. Yeah.
Right. So the mom tells me, I'm like, hey, the night before I say, listen, Maddie really wants to see your kid. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and she's like, oh, he's with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Text him. He'll probably say yes. So I text him and he's like, yeah, great. Now he's a dad and I don't think he totally understands playdate etiquette because mm-hmm. here's what he says. He's like, so my kid would love to come to your – I go either way, like either I could bring Maddie over for a couple hours or he can come here. It's totally fine. I'm easy.
Right.
These kids just want to see each other. And he mm-hmm. goes, oh, well, he tells me like the time that they're available and then he goes, so – what time do you want to come? Oh, he goes, so he really wants to play at your house. He says he likes to play basketball there and they can. And I go, okay, great. And he goes, so what time if you want to pick him up at like this certain time? He goes, I can come get him. He has a class at like 2:30. And I was like, come pick him up. Like, that's not how it works. Like, are you new? If we're having the play date at my house, you drop him off and pick him up.
Yes.
Because I'm hosting.
Right.
Chances are I'm going to feed him or entertain him.
Right.
Like, you got to do the driving.
Right.
I'm not Uber.
I know.
I'm not Skip Hop Jump or whatever that service is. Right. Like, I don't come get.
No.
But I had to because – so I'm like, John. I'm sitting trying to watch my Lifetime movie. I'm like, John, what kind of bullshit is this? Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. And John's like, well, just tell him. Just go like, no, you got to drop him off. And I was like, I can't do that because what if he's like, well, never mind then.
I know.
Like I go, Maddie's really has his heart set on this. So I go, fine, I'll go get him. And it wasn't a huge ordeal, but it was a kind of across town, Lynette. It was I'm in Encino. Mm-hmm. They're in like Valley Village.
Mm-hmm.
It was a, you know, mm-hmm. it was 20 minutes.
Got to get on the freeway.
Yeah. And go over, pick him up, then bring him back. So, like, it can't start until, like, so I got 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back.
Oh,
then they play at the house, and then the dad's going to come get him. And he's like, already? And I go, yeah, well, it took time to go schlep over there and get him.
I know.
But I was like, how does he not know that that's not how it works?
Isn't
that an unspoken rule?
Yes. Do you think that maybe he does know, but he wants to see how far he can, but he's too lazy? Because that's probably – I don't know if Adam knows, I think, in the back of his mind, but it is something Adam would have done, probably has done.
Yeah. What time do you want to come get her?
Yeah. What time are you going to come get
her? I think they just assume. I just don't think they're so used to knowing how it works.
I guess because you reached out, they're probably like, yeah, you want to do it? Come get him.
Yeah.
And then come drop him off.
Like they're like beggars can't be choosers.
Right.
You want my kid, you'll make it work. I understand that. And like with friends, mm-hmm. like Julie will often, if I'm like, she'll be like, oh, can we take Elby to the mall or whatever? She'll be like, I'll come get her.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I'll be like, no, you don't have to do that. I'm here. I'll bring her over.
Yeah.
But a lot of times she'll be like, oh, we're going to be kind of nearby. We'll just swing by and get her.
Right.
But she's one of my best friends.
Yeah. I know.
With somebody that I don't know, I would never be okay
Never.
With them all right, I will come pick up your kid, take them back to my house, and then if you could possibly – no, I'd be like, I'll bring her over.
I know. I agree. I had the whole thing this weekend too. Like Sonny got invited to the Clippers game on Saturday, and I'm going to be out of town with Natalia, and Dad's got this race at Willow Springs that he's got to go to Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday is the race. I don't know, Saturday. And then It's just so much. It was like, I don't know. It was so all this planning. Like, okay, who's going to pick up Sonny? If Sonny goes to the Clippers game, what time are you guys going to be back from the Clippers game so that Adam can pick up Sonny? I have to be, Adam, why can't you talk to the mom or their dad and find out? I'm in Santa Monica. I'm out of it. You guys figure it out.
Right.
Why do I got to be the goat in-between person?
Right.
Hey, Lynette, do you know what time Adam's going to be able to pick Sonny up on Saturday after the game because we're going to my in-laws for dinner? Like,
oh, my God.
Him.
I know. I've got that times three.
No, I can't. Oh.
Sometimes I forget one of them's at a play date. It happened to me, after school last Thursday, I was like, okay, Sadie went home with somebody, which doesn't happen that often. I completely forgot because I was like, it just felt a tiny bit lighter for some reason. I was like, okay. So Maddie, I think, had a friend over.
Mm-hmm.
And then – or somehow that – and then Elby was at volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, so I got to arrange to go get Elby at such and such a time and Maddie something else. And then all of a sudden I was like – Sadie's been at this play date for 4 hours and I haven't even checked in. So I texted the mom. I was like, hey, how's it going over there? Do you need me to come like now?
Yeah, I know.
Luckily, she was really cool and she was like, oh my God, no, they're having a great time. Don't come for like another hour and a half. And I was like,
the exact same thing happened to me. Like last week, Sonny got invited to Jensen's and then 5:30, 6 o'clock, Natalia's done with her homework. And she's like, hey, Mom, you want to come outside with me? And I'm like, sure. And then I'm like, when's Sonny getting home? Where is Sonny? And Olga's like, I don't know. He's at Jensen's. Yeah. So who's picking? I said, but did we ever decide who's going to – what time we're picking him up or whatever? And I'm like, Miss Shannon, you want me to come get him? What's going on? She's like, it's okay. I just made dinner. They're eating right now. Come, in a half hour.
Like, oh, that's – I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I always feel bad because – but the funny thing is, like, a couple weeks ago, I had one of Maddie's friends over for like 10 hours and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like as long as the person's checking, as long as I feel like they would be available to pick up and I'm not being taken advantage of, I'm fine with it because it keeps the kids company.
Right.
But it is funny when you're just like, oh, God,
yeah,
I hope they didn't feel like they had to make her food and they had to.
Right.
Because the kids don't care. They're not going to be like, oh, am I overstaying my welcome? They're going to be like, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I want to sleep over.
Yes. I get anxiety now when I have to pick up both of them now. It used to be just Natalia. Now it's Sonny too, where I go to the game. The game is over on a Saturday. And it's like immediately as soon as the game, Mom, can I go to Jensen's house? Can Jensen come over? Mom, can Matthew come over? Can Matthew spend the night? Can Jensen come? Can Matthew? It's like, I don't know. Am I putting the parents on? I don't like to be put on the spot.
Right.
Jensen's parents are different. They're fine. But like the other parent, I don't want to be put on the spot. I get scared. Like, I'm like, come on, Sonny, let's go. Why? What's your hurry? Matthew, come here. Matthew, want to come over? Mrs. Plocker, can Matthew come? Like, Sonny, don't do that. I just get anxiety all the time because it's always going to – I always know after the game is going to turn into we can't end it here and go home. Why? It's a beautiful day. Let's invade so-and-so's house, which is fine for the most part, but I just don't want to put other parents on the spot. That's what I don't like. And I try to tell them don't put the parent on the spot. I mean, it was funny. Well, this is not putting the parent on the spot, but – so Sonny got Jensen's mom. Yeah, Jensen's mom is like the sports mom. So she knows everything that's going on at all times, all those, leagues. And she's like, this assistant coach at so-and-so college, he has a league here and he's really good and blah, blah, blah. And he's starting these two teams, these travel teams. Now, Sonny has two best friends, Jensen and Matthew. And those two were on his travel team.
Right.
But you have to try out and get on the team. And I was like, this was last year. And I was like, Sonny, how come you're not on that team? How come we didn't know about it? And he's like, I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. And now it's open season again. So now Jensen's mom's like, does Sonny want to try out? Even though Matthew and Jensen were already on the team, they still have to try out. So I said, Sonny, do you want to do it? And he's like, at first he was like, no, I don't want to do it. And I was like, what? Sonny turning down basketball? What? And I realized then the next day he said, I'm going to do it. After he went to school, he came home. Tonight's the tryout. He said, I'm going to do it. Let's go at 7. We'll go. And I was like, okay. Then when I got to tryout, I was watching the fourth grade boys finish and the guy going, okay, so you'll get an email tonight or tomorrow to your parents to see if you made it or not. And I look around and it's all of Sonny's close boys. Mm. And what if he doesn't make it?
Right.
I think that might be the reason. And Matthew is really good. And he's like, he's a golden ticket. Like, I already know he's made the team. He to the point where the coach was using him as an example. Matthew, come here. So do this, do this move, and then shoot. And it's hard. This guy is hard on them, too. Matthew's really good. Jensen and Sonny are at the same level. I think Jensen's better, a little better, because he's getting a little more aggressive. Sonny's not as aggressive. It's weird. When he starts to score, he gets more aggressive. But if he's starting to lose, he starts to, you know, he gets mm-hmm. tentative and not mm-hmm. as aggressive. Four of his closest boys are trying out. And I was like, wow.
Oh, is this literally tonight or this already happened?
This already happened.
Okay.
So they were there and I was watching, you know, watching it, and it was intense, and they had to do all these hard different maneuvers and things, and it was an hour. I thought it was just a tryout just to see your skills. It kept going. It's like, okay, do run, stop, pivot, turn, then shoot, and then go to the next basket, and then the next basket, and then now you're gonna do a what do you call it, where they split off and do a fake game, scrimmage, and all whatever. Anyway, it was tough. And then the guy is evaluating, and he wasn't really looking at Sonny's side. They broke off into teams to do scrimmage. And it was Matthew and all Sonny's friends on one side. And the guy was watching the other kids, but he wasn't watching Sonny. I'm like, to Shannon, I'm like, he's not even looking at to the left of Sonny and his friends. And she said, well, probably because he's already had she knows everybody. She's like, all those boys have already been through him and he knows them. And so he's probably watching the new kids. But then so we got home and I said, Sonny, what if he was exhausted when we got home too, because I was exhausted watching. It was hard. I said, Sonny, what if you found out that all your friends made it, but you didn't? And he was like, I don't know. I guess I'd be okay with that. I said, really? And he goes, yeah, what are you going to do? And, I think he's – of course it's got to bother. Of course. It would bother me. It's going to bother him. So I think that's why. Anyway, so then the next day – Sonny, he and I were outside, and he said, did you get an email yet? Because the coach said tonight or tomorrow.
Right.
Now it's the next day,
right.
5 o'clock, we're outside. And he's like, Mom, kind of forgot. And he's like, did you get an email? And I go, no. And then I went to get my phone, and I got a text from Shannon. And she said, did you see the email? I guess they have to try out again on April 3rd. And
what?
I was like, what? And then I looked through my emails, and I was like, I didn't get an email.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't say anything to Sonny. And I text back. I go, I didn't get an email. And then 5 seconds later, she texts back, he had your email address wrong. You got an email.
Okay.
So now they have to go back on April 3rd and try out again. I don't know why, but okay. But that's kind of – it didn't really register to me that that's got to be so – I mean, imagine. Like, he's with these boys all day, every day. And then they're going to talk about practice, and then they're going to talk about the game on Saturday. I'll see you at the game on Saturday. That's going to, like, sting. But it's part of life.
Maybe he'll make it, though.
Maybe.
Do you really gut feeling you don't think he's going to make it?
It depends on how many kids the guy's looking for, but he's pretty on par. It's hard because Matthew is, like, way – I mean, he's, you know, head and shoulders above the rest of the kids, for sure. There was 30 kids there. I mean, Matthew stood out. But then I'm watching these other kids, and, I mean, he's not as aggressive, but he definitely has ball handling skills for days. Like, he does the because the guy was like, go in the leg and out the leg and left hand only and da da all these different scenarios. And Sonny nailed it. But I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know. You never know. I think my gut tells
so
me.
So hard.
Yeah.
We want to protect our kids. But, like, mm-hmm. I know. Remember I felt this way about the play with mm-hmm. Elby when I was like, what if you don't get, you know, that she really wanted the good part, but she'd had it the year before. She had a good part, and it's like,
I know.
Always, I know that, that is going to be a hard situation, but he's got to try.
Well, yeah, he's
and I think
try.
I like that he did.
Yes. Because I was shocked. I was like, you really
better
you
to
don't?
Deal with the disappointment if he doesn't get on than to have just said, like, well, I didn't try, so you
right.
don't know.
I'm so glad. Yes, because the fact that he tried, even if he didn't, and they all get on the team and he doesn't, is better than they all get on a team and he didn't even try, you know. Like, he could use that excuse, well, I didn't even try. But I think it's much better that at least he gave it his all.
Yeah, it's a good lesson. I wish I had had that lesson when I was a kid. I wouldn't try anything. I was too mm-hmm. scared of not getting stuff.
I know. I
would always do anything.
Right, right.
I was that kid that was like, well, whatever. I don't care. I didn't try.
Right. I know. I would sit in the back of the class because I didn't want to be called upon. Yeah. But it's life. I mean, it's what they have to learn, you know. I'm staring at a dildo. I got to turn this way. Sorry.
Yeah, they do have
There's
to.
A box of dildos in our studio.
You reminded me of something that I was going to say about that. Oh, well, so Elby just had her evaluation for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because she's so much smaller than the other
mm-hmm.
kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even that much smaller, like height-wise. I mean, she is very short. But she also just – it's because she hasn't hit puberty yet, so she hasn't had any growth spurt, and she's just – she's tiny. You've seen her.
Yeah.
She – I bought her a pair of sweats the other day from Old Navy. They were a size 8 for an 8-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just not – she's very slightly
mm-hmm.
built right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so – and that's – doesn't help you in a sport
no,
like basketball because it's not really for people who are slight.
Yeah.
Gymnastics.
Yeah.
But not basketball is
no.
pretty aggressive.
And let me just say, when Sonny is a foot shorter than Matthew and Jensen. Like, he's the smallest one. Yeah, because he has an
Yeah, athlete. And it's a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can play great defense and you can – and the thing about Elby, though, is that she has a great attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
She tries her best. She hustles, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that they're just playing a sport.
Yeah.
And but Sadie, so Sadie was going to also try out. And Sadie has obviously the height issue,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, quick update on Sadie. She just had her bi-yearly appointment with
yeah.
her endocrinologist
right.
at Children's Hospital, and mm-hmm. she's growing really well.
That's great.
Yeah, she's grown like 8 inches in the last 2 years.
Wow. Wow. So is the shot that she's getting every
night? The
one
night? I give her every
mm-hmm.
night. Yeah, the growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
She's growing.
It's helping.
Very much.
Oh, that's good.
And she used to be what they call – she was nowhere near the growth chart. She was what they call 3 like deviations below.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she couldn't be recorded – to be out of 100 kids, you know.
Right.
There's no percentage for her, and she was well below. Now
wow.
she's 10% on the growth chart, which
wow.
is, for her,
wow.
amazing.
Yeah.
She'd never been on the growth chart before.
Mm-hmm.
Her last appointment, she was at 0.
Mm.
So, which was
wow.
good. We were like, we'll take it.
Because yeah.
before that, she was 3, like,
below.
Growth mm. lines below. No, so last appointment 6 months ago, she was at 0, and we were happy.
Right, right,
we were like,
right.
oh,
okay.
She's at the growth chart.
Right.
And now she's at 10%, which
yeah,
is like,
that's great.
We're so excited. But anyway, so she was going to do basketball too, but she would have to be a minor now, which is like – last minute she was kind of like – we decided to do Kiki, who I
right.
always tell you about.
Yeah.
Coach Kiki
mm-hmm.
with Valley Stars.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so glad this exists because this is just along with what you're saying. It's coaching. So it tricks them into being coached because he also does teams, so they get to play in games. But
right.
it's not as formalized as the rec league
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with practices. There's a practice every Wednesday, and Sadie and Maddie are both going to do it. And anyway, Maddie had signed up for football. Had I
oh
told
my
you
God,
that?
No.
But then we unsigned up. It was the day before the evaluations.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never played football before. It's flag football.
Flag football.
But
mm-hmm.
he was going to have to play with like 9 and 10 year old boys.
Boys.
And at the last minute, he was like, you know what? he's like, I want to learn football, and mm-hmm. but I'd like to play with dad and throw a football around and learn about it and not play competitively yet.
Yeah.
And good. I was like, I hear you.
Yeah.
So I unsigned him up and unsigned Sadie up and put them both in Coach Kiki's
that's
coaching.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. I was like, as long as they're just not doing anything.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then Elby's, so now Elby is still doing her basketball. But they're, I guess what I'm saying is they're all facing challenges athletically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sadie's tiny.
You know what?
Maddie was born a girl.
Yeah.
Elby's small. What?
Right.
Like,
as long as
none of them are like killing it in the sports department
right now. Yeah. But listen, they have the rest of their lives. But I think the fact that they're on a team – team sports, I think is – I wish I did team sports and I didn't. I think
–
I can see the difference. Like it does make a difference in a person and how they grow because they learn to work together. They – you know, I'm not saying people
I'm all
that
about
didn't
it.
Do it, you know, whatever. Yeah, because I was talking – here's – the reason I say this is because I was talking to Suzanne, her daughter, Gracie, who, you know, was not very friendly her first – 8 years of life or whatever, was always, you know, mean and Italian, pushed her away and whatever. But now I was talking to her and she's doing really well in soccer. Like she's made the All-Stars. She was in the AYSO soccer league. And then they take the best and they put them on an All-Star whatever.
Yeah.
And she's doing – like Suzanne said, you know – I think she's not as good as the other kids, but she's doing you know really well, and when I see her, I notice a difference. She's much friendlier, and maybe she's older, but since she's been doing the soccer, and I don't see her that often, but now I can tell like there's a difference, and like she's more. I can't put my like I can't exactly describe the difference. But there's a difference. And I asked Suzanne, do you notice a difference that she's on a team, you know, growing with a team? And she said, yeah, I do. I like that. It's interesting because she says, Lynette, you talk about how your kids have sleepovers and play dates. And you do too, Stephanie. But she's like, Gracie never has ever asks for play dates. She doesn't have play dates. She doesn't have sleepovers. She has her little friends, but she's like, I don't really know. They're like, they don't come over to my house. They don't ask for Gracie to come over.
Something's weird.
Isn't that kind of strange?
Maybe she's not that much better. You haven't been around her.
I know.
Right?
Right. So
you're just hearing it secondhand. And she's always said she never really thought there was a big problem.
No. Right. Exactly.
But I do think that sports are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd been in sports done
me
it more
too.
Yeah. I love the fact that I think all three of my kids are learning so much from being on a team. And Elby loves the camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
– She gets so attached to her teammates and like
– Same with Sonny. Yeah. It's the best. It's so good for them. I love that he – like when he went to the tryouts, he was like, oh, what's up Ainsley or what's up so-and-so? Like I was like, who's that? Do they go to your school? No. I'm like, how do you know? He goes, Mom, he was on my team last year. I was like, what? I don't remember. You think I remember that kid? I can't remember the kid you're friends with.
Right. But I can't remember the kids that they're on a team with when they're
now.
On the team with them.
I know. Seriously.
Like, I'm always like, I don't know.
I know. But he knows all the kids. And so I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I know.
Great. It's great.
Elby's same thing. When I took her to her evaluation, she was like, this kid over here and this one over here.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this was, I don't know, a little bit exciting for me. So, because Elby... Look, between you and me, she doesn't listen to this podcast. She's always kind of the weak link in my mind. I'm always like, in the game, she gets tentative and she's just small.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see her because she's been playing now for a long time. And I saw kids that were definitely taller than her, bigger than her, way newer to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like circles around them, ball handling. And I was like, here's these new kids. They don't know what they're doing. And Elby looked like a standout.
Right.
among the new kids. And I was like, okay, it's going to pay off.
It does. It does. It pays
These
off.
These other really good kids are going to age out.
Right.
And Elby's going to be eventually one of the better
ones. That's exactly right. Because if you look at – like I look at Sonny and Jensen all the time. And I remember when they started, they were like 5 years old at the YMCA. And then they were always the weak link, the two of them.
Right.
And now they're the strongest on the teams. Like
yeah.
it makes – it does – It's the more you do, the better you do. Sonny's out there day and night throwing that ball into the basket constantly.
See, my kids are not.
Oh.
I do think, too.
Well, Sonny loves to have – he just can't sit. He just has to.
Yeah. No, that's great. I think it's funny. I was thinking about the fact that, like, these days, culturally – mm-hmm. I don't know if culturally is the right word. Like, what's happening now in the mm-hmm. parenting culture
right.
is that our kids do try something one time and we're like, oh, you want to take lessons?
Right.
Like we're all so quick to like, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, then let's get you professionally trained.
Yes.
Whatever it is. Your kid draws a picture and you're like, well, let's go to drawing school.
Right.
Like, and I was just thinking like, I'm guilty of doing it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Me too.
But I got to calm that down because, like, let the kids just, like
– learn.
And my friend said this to me years ago, and I think I might have said it on the podcast, in talking about whether she should move her daughter who was doing gymnastics
mm-hmm.
to the next level. And the next level was, like, more intense. They practice an extra day a week. It's more expensive. They do more. And she goes – "In her daughter liked gymnastics.
Right.
She's like, but I started thinking, like, is she out doing cartwheels on the lawn? Mm-hmm. Like, when she – no.
Yeah.
Like, is she out, like, going, like, oh, I just want to perfect my back walkover? No. Like, she goes to practice and enjoys it. It's like, well, then why are we, like.
You know why? Because Adam says the same, like, Adam's like, wow. Like, when this was a couple years ago, if we went to Sonny's game and he lost, Sonny would get in the car and be like, all right, let's go have ice cream or whatever. Adam would be like, if he was really into it, not saying he wasn't, but he was like, when I was a kid, I just know when I was a kid, I would beat myself up. I'd be bummed. I'd be in a bad mood if I lost. I would like, and Sonny's not. I go, but that's Sonny's not that kind of a kid.
Yeah, that's not something to aspire to be like kicking yourself for.
But like it didn't bother him. Like it should, you know, whatever. But that's not who Sonny is. But what were we talking about?
About the fact that, like, we take it so seriously right away and don't.
But the thing is, too, is that if you think about it, there's way more going on. They go to the iPad. They can go home and watch TV. They
right.
got cable. It's not just three channels.
Right.
They got DVRs. Whatever. You know, you want a book? Here you go. What book do you want? Download on your whatever it is.
Right.
So Instagram.
I also just think that it's fine to let the kids try a bunch of different things
mm-hmm.
and not worry so much of like they're not excelling like crazy at one individual thing.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about it.
No.
I feel like, look, Maddie wants to try football. He could try football. He wants to keep doing basketball. He can keep doing basketball. I'm trying not to worry about like, well, why are they not getting to be so amazing at it? It's like there's so many things that they could do and I don't have to rush to like have them specialize in like, yeah, Sadie and Maddie are both really good artists. But like, I don't need them to like – I don't need to send them right to art school.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Let them – it's fun because also like they also tend to do things and then lose interest fast
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like the ice skating thing for Sadie.
Yeah.
Like, okay, she wanted to do ice skating, but then I sign up for the lessons and then I'm there and then I'm freezing to death.
Yes.
And it's like – and then she, you know, doesn't want to take the class. She just wants to ice skate around.
Right.
Well, then let's just do that on a random Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
We don't need to pay hundreds of dollars and buy you a fucking outfit.
Right.
And skates.
I know. Yeah.
So that I can freeze my ass off and you can not care that much about the actual class.
Right.
Anyway.
I just wish Natalia would stop breaking her finger so that she could – stick with volleyball or stick with basketball. Like she signs up and breaks a finger and now she's out. She needs sports. That girl needs to be in sports.
Yeah, get some of that energy out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kaylin wants us to Brandon wants us to rap.
Who?
Who?
yeah.
But mm-hmm. we are going to record Patreon, so we still have stuff to talk about. And by the way, did I mention to follow my daughter's slime account?
Yeah, that's right.
We.think.slime. I'm sure you already heard me pimp it out Tuesday. I just feel like I have a I just want her to beat the other girl.
I want
account.
Her to, too.
I just don't That's like the fact. It's kind of like a takedown,
her.
Anna.
Yes.
I don't want the other girl buying followers to have way more followers.
No.
We don't reward that.
Right.
We reward your mom having a podcast right. and telling people to follow your account.
Hey, by the way, Facebook Live, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Check us out.
Yeah, how's that going? How was the second show?
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. A lot of production goes into 45 minutes of a Facebook Live show, but whatever. We did great. I'm not producing it, but Kaylin's down there on site, on location.
Getting interviews.
Not getting interviews, but trying.
Attempting.
I got Ray twice.
He got Ray.
All right.
Adam Sandler. By the way, everybody was like, even me, after watching Adam's show, like, everybody's like, Adam Sandler looks so annoyed. And I said to Adam, like, Adam's like, he's the sweetest, nicest guy, and was like, very happy to do the show and was fine. And I said, but he came off annoyed. And he was like, that's his shtick. He's like, you know, a Jew that doesn't know how to hold a tool, you know. I go, he looked like he was like, you know, he goes, nah, he was a very sweet, very nice guest to have on the show.
He was really nice backstage. He was like walking around and really kind of everybody he was just saying hi to, like, hey, how you doing? All just the crew, everybody that was looking at him. So he was really nice to everybody.
He is nice.
When
yeah.
he was walking around backstage and making jokes and stuff.
Holy dooly doo. What does he do? Chris Rock. Women be shoving. Yeah. So anyway, check out us on Facebook, the Corolla Drinks After Show, and go to CorollaDrinks.com.
Why wouldn't you?
All right.
We love you guys. That's
yeah,
it.
You.
That's our show.
That's all we can do.
We can't do
what
more.
What more do you want?
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go. And even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked. And in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood. Black brother jocks get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type, but really though, I'm Figaro. When in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, the Al, Lorraine. Yo,
you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.